Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 58 for the week of January 21st, 2008. We begin this week with excerpts from NASF's government relations news items for January 2008. Item: on November 20th, 2007, the Department of Homeland Security released a revised final Appendix A list of chemicals to be regulated under the new Chemical Facility Anti-Terrorism Standards. The Appendix A list of chemicals provides screening threshold quantities, or STQs, that trigger reporting requirements for facilities that possess chemicals of interest that may pose a potential security threat. In finalizing the Appendix A list of chemicals, DHS made several significant changes to the regulation, such as deleting some chemicals from the list, providing an STQ for all chemicals, creating specific security issue categories, identifying minimum concentration levels for chemicals in mixtures, and providing further clarification on how the STQ should be calculated for chemicals and mixtures in a specific security issue category. All facilities that possess chemicals listed in the rules revised Appendix A at or above the applicable STQ must submit a Chemical Security Assessment Tool top screen by January 22, 2008. The top screen is an online tool through which a facility, by answering a series of questions, will allow DHS to preliminarily determine if the facility presents a high level of security risk. In assessing whether your facility possesses Appendix A chemicals above the STQ, you may want to consider some of the following specific facts generally applicable to metal finishing operations. Very few metal finishers have hydrochloric acid in concentrations equal to or greater than 37%, have nitric acid in concentrations equal to or greater than 68%, have hydrofluoric acid in concentrations greater or equal to 50%, and ship sodium or potassium cyanide to other facilities. Most of the chemicals listed in Appendix A are not present in a metal finishing shop, and chemicals of interest present in end-use articles do not need to be counted towards the applicable STQs. Those facilities that DHS determines to pose a high security risk must conduct vulnerability assessments and submit site security plans that meet the appropriate performance standards. Few, if any, facilities in the surface finishing industry are expected to be high risk. More information on the Chemical Facility Security Regulatory Requirements and the revised Appendix A is available on the DHS website at www.dhs.gov. Item: the Department of Defense and the surface finishing industry will continue its cooperative technology information exchange on metal finishing applications at a conference to be held February 26th through the 28th, 2008 at the Fiesta Resort and Conference Center in Tempe, Arizona, entitled Surface Finishing and Repair Issues for Sustaining New Military Aircraft. This workshop will bring together OEMs, users, DoD experts, and vendors to exchange information on repair and maintenance for new coatings and materials now in use on new aircraft and some legacy systems, with the purpose of defining how best these materials are to be maintained and overhauled. The workshop is intended to ensure that everyone is aware of the many new coatings and materials being used on new aircraft, and all the stakeholders have input on how best to maintain them in the depot and operational environment. If you are interested in attending the conference, you may register for the workshop at www.events.hazmat-alternatives.com or contact Hillary Legg at 847-680-9420. As part of the workshop, there will also be a tour of the Boeing Mesa plant. If you are interested in participating in the tour, please contact Hillary before January 31st, 2008. Item: as part of the NASF-OSHA Alliance, OSHA provides NASF with information on OSHA's compliance assistance resources. a list of OSHA's new compliance assistance products that may be helpful for surface finishing industry operations, including publications, e-tools, safety and health topics pages, and case studies and success stories, is available on the new compliance assistance products page on the OSHA compliance assistance webpage at www.osha.gov. And for more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Here's the calendar of events through the end of January. On January 21st and 22nd, Surface Engineering for Aerospace and Defense Joint Meeting between NASF and ASM International will take place at the Coronado Springs Hotel in Disney World, Orlando, Florida. My interview with Jim Treglio about the event is available on the calendar page. Also, in conjunction with the NASF-ASM event, Salt Fog and Other Accelerated Corrosion Test Workshop will be taking place on January 21st. And on January 30th through February 1st, the Waterborne Symposium, Advances in Sustainable Coating Technologies, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will be taking place at the Marriott New Orleans at the Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.